Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Don't Be Ugly podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Ricci, and I'm here with my co-host, Brother. He's back for now, unless we get a better host.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
Can you stop talking over me, please?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Well, like, it's hard because Caroline's all the way across the country.
In the
Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
City of Angels, yeah. I'm stuck here in Ohio, which is known as the breeding ground of many diseases. So,
like, what diseases?
Very happy to be here.
What diseases?
That are from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a lot of stuff. I heard coronavirus actually started in Ohio.
Uh huh. That's weird.
Yeah.
What, in the cornfields?
In
or
one of
something?
Our cornfields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
No, everyone from Ohio is always like, Ohio's not just cornfields, guys. Like, Ohio's is more than farms. Whenever I drive, like, 20 minutes out of our city, it's always cornfields. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Hey, but if there's a famine, we'll be fine.
No. If there's a famine, then the world state, the global state, will take all the food and turn us into, like, creatures of capitalism.
Yeah. So, yeah, we are creatures of capitalism. Oh my god, it's so deep. Way to get off on a good note, Phil. If you guys didn't know, I am actually in Los Angeles. Philip is in Ohio. It looks like he's in my childhood bedroom.
I just said that. Yeah, I decided to record this in Caroline's childhood bedroom because mom and dad gave her the biggest room in the house. It is approximately 3,000 square feet if you're counting the walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm.
My room is a mere 100 square feet,
mm-hmm.
which is also the size of a cell in Azkaban.
Is that
prison? Alcatraz. I was thinking of
Wait, where's Azkaban?
I was thinking of Azkaban. Azkaban's in Harry Potter, I think.
Oh, I literally thought that was
I was
like
thinking of
Azerbaijan.
That's a country.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of the Harry Potter one.
Oh, I have never read that book.
No. Alcatraz, the one in San Francisco.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, Ohio consists of three cities, and California has, I think, 428 cities. So, it's nice to move out of there.
Well, like, Ohio has more than three cities. Everyone just calls, like, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus, like, the big three, the three C's.
Anyway, this is so boring. Who cares?
Caroline, you can't call your own podcast boring, or else everyone's gonna go to like someone else's podcast.
Well, they wouldn't.
Like, who?
Who compares to this podcast?
I don't know. You have some new competition.
When you listen to this podcast, it's not only like you're getting like a really cool conversation between me and Brother, but it's also like I'm giving you advice. Like, I'm giving you something. Like, you're getting something out of it for free.
Yeah. Like, I heard one of your listeners actually decide to drop out of college.
Because,
like,
I gave them good advice.
1 week, one week before graduation.
Yeah.
They were going to graduate for biomedical engineering.
Yeah.
Well, I said, the top engineering school in the country, and you told them to leave and drop out.
From my understanding, if you go to college and take out student loans and you don't graduate, you don't have to pay them back. Because you technically didn't get anything out of it.
I think you might be right.
Because everyone graduates and says that their diploma is just an $80,000 piece of paper, but if you don't receive it, then you don't have to pay for it.
True.
And he, like, could probably just homeschool himself the last couple weeks of classes that he needs, and he won't have to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm. And, like, with the heavy-duty printers we have these days, like, it shouldn't be that hard to print out a diploma.
Wait, I've always thought
Can
about that.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I was about to say that. I'm like, who actually gets a diploma? But, like, do your employers actually look up to see if you graduated from that institution? Or do they just, you can totally fake one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've heard of people saying they've gone to, like, all these good schools, and then the employers don't check because they have, like, hundreds of applicants, and they just hire them. Which, yeah, honestly is a move. Because, like, if everyone's complaining, oh, we deserve free college, free collage. First off, I do think everyone should get free collage. Everyone deserves the right to a multimedia ensemble of pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about collage. I mean college. Everyone should get free college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a really good joke. Oh my god, that is so funny. Oh my god, you're so funny. That was so funny. Yeah.
In case everyone was wondering, this is the first time Caroline has reached out to me since she moved to Los Angeles, which has been 3 weeks. So,
we talk.
It's really nice to know that, like, what?
We talk three times a day.
Barely. It's really nice to know that, like, she reaches out to me when she needs me most, which would be when she needs content and ad revenue. So,
do we have any relationship outside, like, besides work? Like, I feel like if we didn't have YouTube and stuff, we'd probably just be like, oh, okay, bye, you know?
Well, like, when we go on vacation, all of our siblings are like, wow, Philip and Caroline are really close. They always hang out together. The backstory is, whenever we're doing things together, she's just making me take pictures of her. So we'll go on. So my parents would be like, wow, Caroline and Philip are so close. They're going on a walk together. We're not going on a walk. It's an Instagram getaway. We're trying to find some cool buildings Caroline can get some Instagram likes off of.
Hey, you're not an Instagram baddie if your whole life doesn't revolve around taking pictures. Like, any moment could be a good picture. And if you're really good at your job, you're always working. That's why I dress up everywhere I go.
True.
That's why I always carry a camera with me, even at the grocery store. And guess what? I did just post a picture on Instagram at the grocery store. So, jealous. Bet you all are.
I just think the grocery store Instagram post is so overdone. Oh. We have girls taking pictures in the fruit aisle, in the detergent aisle, in the cereal aisle. Take the picture in an aisle that, like, you wouldn't expect, like the dog food aisle. You know, change it up.
The aisle up at Mass, like the that you walk up when you get married. Take them there. I wanted to take an Instagram picture in church, but people told me that would have been sacrilegious, which I said, it is my religion, so I don't think it would be sacrilegious. I'm just spreading the message.
True. Like, speaking of aisles, you could take them in the British Isles. Pretty sure that's like a
country,
island range.
Oh, that's really cool.
A country.
British? Yeah. I love that for you. I love that for you.
Caroline, you look like a chav.
I look like a chav? Have a little faith in me, yeah. I bet everyone listening to this podcast knows what I'm referencing right now.
Wait, what's a chav? Can you tell everyone?
Okay, I don't really know. Honestly, I wish I was a chav. A chav is like a British girl who who wears a lot of, like, contour, fake eyelashes, overdraws on her eyebrows, wears foundation that's three shades too dark for her, just, like, very tan, but, like, orange, like a fake tan. And they have, like, sometimes long fingernails. They dress really, like, I would say 2008, but not, like, chic like me. It's more, like, leggings and, like, Uggs and, like, a weird huge bow, you know, that kind of vibe. So, honestly, I feel like that's the future of fashion, though. So
everything goes in cycles.
Yeah, like I'm making fun of them now, but I bet in a year I'll be looking exactly like them.
Yeah, you know, everything, like, if you didn't know, history repeats itself. I'm actually going to be a history major.
Wait, are you really?
Because no.
Oh, okay.
I just like going through people's search history.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that makes me a history major, but
I think it does make you at least a history minor.
At least a minor.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm over 18. I'm 18.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, hopefully you didn't do that.
All I know is that people who are chavs or chav, how is it pronounced?
Chav, maybe chav.
Chav check.
Chav check, yeah. Like,
people who are people who are chavs would definitely bully me in middle school.
You think? Honestly, I feel like I'm going to be a chav.
I think you'll get there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just waiting for the Aeropostale sweatshirts to come back in style.
Yeah.
I think we're probably, like, 2 years away from that.
Honestly, same.
Or, like, low-rise jeans.
Oh, low-rise jeans are back. That's a big thing. They're so low-rise
already?
Yeah, 100%. I just don't wear them because they only fit like a Paris Hilton. She's the only person who can pull them off, so I just don't wear them.
She can't pull them off? Are they sticky or something?
Yeah, I think they're like, she really glued them to her legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
So obviously she can't pull them off.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Maybe.
I think.
Maybe I just know more trends because I live in LA, and even though I'm in Los Angeles 5, I'm totally in Ohio 10. Like, I don't live exactly in Los Angeles, like in the city, but I live probably like 45 minutes outside of the city in a suburb, and I could tell you a lot of the moms around here are really good looking. So even though I am a young, pretty 21-year-old, probably one of the best faces Ohio's ever seen, I would definitely say that I don't match up to these suburban moms because all they do all day is probably play tennis and drink mimosas.
And drive their white Range Rovers around.
Yeah. Dude, that's kind of like my dream, though.
Wait, do you actually want to be one of those moms?
I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be fulfilling, but it would be, like, cool. Like, right now, all I do with my roommates is work, make TikToks from home. But
wait, can you go through, like, a... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just think it's like cool that I get to stay at home and work. So I would want a stay at home job, but I wouldn't be like a mom. Like, I would probably have a nanny if I had a kid, even if I worked from home, so I could like go to tennis and stuff. But also, tennis stinks. Cool. Who plays tennis for fun?
Isabel. Oh, our sister.
Wait, she did play tennis yesterday.
It's kind of embarrassing.
No, I like Philip. We did tennis camp at our local club for like 5 years.
You make it sound like a country club. It was like
it was a public it was like program a camp. It was a public program. Philip, I tell people I do tennis all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, like I did play four sports every year growing up, and drama club. I did like theater, whatever, but I always tell people, yeah, and in the summers me and my brothers would always go to like this tennis camp. Like, we went to tennis camp every summer. And yeah, it was like super cool. We had like a trainer. The trainer was our friend's mom. And it was a public
funded. She was good though.
It was a publicly funded program that I don't think we were allowed to even be at. But since our friend's mom ran the program, she wanted more kids in it. So she asked us. And that's how I flex on people.
Yeah. We like definitely like usurped the system. We probably didn't even live in the right district.
No, we did. We live in the city. But I just thought it was funny. And then we got tickets to go to the, what is it? Not the Masters, but like the U.S. Open. And we met Serena. Well, I didn't really meet Serena Williams, but I think being in the same like kind of general area as her is like the same thing as meeting her.
I would just say tennis camp really taught me the values of backhand, overhand. And just all around how to play tennis, which is coming in handy, actually.
I think your backhand is probably the best because you're really good at giving backhanded compliments.
Right. Do you want me to give you one?
Yeah, your form is really good on those. Shoot your shot.
You would be so pretty if you were an animal. If you were like a...
I'm a homo sapien. Some
type of like baboon or something. Oh. Like a really ugly animal. You would be like the pretty... Considered pretty.
That's so nice. Thank you. Can I give you a backhanded compliment?
Also, for people... No.
Okay. You would look for really, you would look really know. You would look really good if you had lip rejections and a nose job.
Lip rejections. Okay, well, maybe I'll think about it.
Yeah.
For everyone wondering, speaking of animals, we actually live 10 minutes away in Ohio from one of the world's best zoos.
So. R.I.P. Harambe. If you guys don't remember, Harambe, the gorilla that got killed at the zoo, Was actually killed at our zoo. So that's really nice. Rip Harambe. I had that in my Instagram bio for a second.
We saw Harambe like on field trips and stuff before he died.
I forgot about that.
Which is pretty sad.
I probably have a picture with him. I'm just saying that for clout. Like, oh my God, my clout is like flexing that I like met like a dead gorilla. Like that's not, like is my life that sad?
Don't say dead.
Well, he passed.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably is reincarnated into like a human or something.
Yeah, he's probably like alive. Yeah. So. Anyways, can you tell me about LA? Because again, this is the first time I've spoken to her. And you know what? I was really hurt last week because what? You had someone else on the podcast.
Yeah, my friend. She's this more clout girl. Than you. She's way more clout
no,
than
she
you.
Doesn't. I have almost 3,000 Instagram followers.
That's pretty impressive. So are you trying to yourself. Plug your Instagram or something?
No, I don't want anyone to follow it.
Okay.
I'm just mad because you replaced me. You didn't even ask me first.
Okay.
And it was just really humiliating. So if you want to address that, I'm an open
arms. Okay,
what's
your address? What's your address? I'll send it right now.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh my God, my dad works there. He's not the president. He's just
like an intern or like what?
You think I could live this kind of house? You think I could live this kind of lifestyle if my dad was an intern at the White House? That's unpaid internship. I wouldn't even
interns
take a
job are actually really prestigious.
They don't get paid though. If
you wouldn't
work,
take an you wouldn't take an internship at like the White House. Like I don't care who's president. Well, maybe I care, but all I'm saying is that an internship at the White House is super prestigious. I think.
Yeah, but our cousin gave tours at the White House. Isn't that the same thing?
I think she went on a tour at the White House. Anyways, everyone make sure to get out and vote in November.
Go vote. Are you registered to vote?
I don't know. I'm 18, so I probably should do that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is we have to do our civic duty and vote. So.
I like Honda Civics.
Honda Civics? Mm-hmm. You used to want one of those cars so bad.
Yeah, Phil, because I drove a minivan to high school. What do you expect? Philip, I would literally take any car over the car I had to drive to high school. Are you kidding?
Okay. The
we
car
still
you drove
have
to high
car.
School made you into like a good person, I feel like.
It made me into the person I am today. Like you can't be like funny if you didn't like at least struggle at one point in your life. And my struggle was that I drove a minivan to high school. Other people's struggles might be a little bit more serious than mine. I have lived a very privileged life. Yet I am very funny. Thank you.
Yeah.
But my life in LA, is that what you were asking me about?
Yeah, can I have like the day in the life whole routine?
Yeah.
And then I will critique as I see fit.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
So, every morning I usually wake up between 8 to 10 a.m. So, it just kind of stinks because that's already like 1 p.m. your time, Philip. But I wake up at like 8 to 10.
I don't think you know how to use math.
Wait,
are you 3 hours behind or 4 hours behind? Okay, because I don't know.
It's 3 hours.
I just
get
kind of confused.
Just respect.
Okay, that's cool.
So I usually wake up around 8 to 10. I go on a run every morning.
Do you actually?
Yeah, 1.8 miles. It's mostly because I feel really sick all the time. I don't know if it's this LA air or if it's just people's attitudes that I'm just sick of, but I've just been really lethargic. And then we always have a house meeting.
1.8 miles isn't that far.
I'm building up my stamina, Philip. I haven't worked out in like a month before this.
You just said you run every morning. Oh,
well, yeah,
okay.
But like before well, I came here.
We used to always go to the gym together.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a difference between running outside and running on a treadmill. We have a house meeting every day at 11, so then I do that. And then
what do you guys talk about?
Money. I don't know. Who's the most successful for the day? Usually I take that trophy because I'm a hard worker. And then between the hours of 12 to 5, it's content creation. So that's whether it's like TikToks, filming YouTube videos, which I know you guys are going to roast me about. Sorry, I haven't really done that recently. I just don't really care right now. Like, I care about it, but like, I just am planning out new series that I want to do on my channel because like, I feel like I've been in a rut, and I know I talk about this all the time. Like, literally every episode is me complaining about, like, my privilege. But in today's episode, me being uncreative. Mm-hmm. But, no, I love making YouTube videos, but it's kind of come to the point where I feel like every video is not exactly the same, but it's, like, really similar. And I just want to change it up, and I don't want to necessarily do, like, vlogs and stuff all the time. Sometimes I want to do skits, or I just want to, I don't know, revamp my channel a little bit. So I do that. And then, or I record this podcast with Philip. So nice. And then we eat dinner together every night as a family. Everyone plays video games. And I go up in my room and no, because I hate video games. It's the death of humanity. And then we play board games. And then I go to bed at like 1.
Every day? What board game do you play?
Secret Hitler.
No, I played that.
Wait, really? I thought you were going to say Caroline.
I played that, like, all the time.
Really?
No, I played that board game all the time on my mission trip.
Oh, Philip, Philip is a missionary.
Well, wait.
Philip went to go save the people.
That's horrible. Mission trips have gotten a really bad rap, and honestly, they deserve it. I swear, all these boys be going on mission trips, but they're really admission trips because they want to get into college.
Yeah. I never went on one in high school, mostly because, like, I didn't like anyone that was going on the trip. And I was scared of my teachers because, like, the teachers would go too. And I'm like, I don't, I already see you at school. I don't want to live with you for 2 weeks. It's weird. So
this is like a Catholic school thing, but everyone feels the need here to, like, reach out and get aware of other cultures and help people, which is kind of a bad mindset because maybe they didn't want to be helped. Maybe you could just spend the money that you would use on going on a mission trip and just donate that directly to them so they could actually use it for good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought. I can't really talk, though, because I went on one. But that was before I was educated.
Well, that's because you went on it for the experience.
Well, maybe I'm not educated, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good experience, though.
Yeah. And Philip went to Mexico, Nogales or something like that. And he helped. And it, but the thing is, for you, it was, like, cool to, like, talk with people to see their perspective and, like, see what's actually happening with their life, which kind of helps you be more educated when it comes to politics and stuff. Because you're like, well, I've seen this
kind of
firsthand. Yeah.
But it's not like I went and, like, built houses or anything.
Yeah.
The trip I went on was more like a immersion into the culture. It wasn't as much, like,
a helping hand. Yeah. I've never been on one.
Okay, we just got too serious, but, like, whatever.
It's true. But it is an admission. People literally write about that for their college essays, and I'm like, okay, wow.
Okay, if you're trying to write a college essay, write about something whack.
Wait.
Like, I'm talking,
Philip,
like,
give them tips. Philip, do you want to announce where you're going to school? I feel like people are actually curious, and you're going to have to admit it at some point.
I don't want people to know.
Can you just tell them?
Because then I'll get bombarded on campus, so.
Okay.
It would be awkward.
Philip is going to... Can I tell them?
I don't care.
Okay. You want to tell them?
No one knows. Okay. But if you're trying to write a college essay, write about something, like, out of pocket.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about...
Like, the money you take out of your pocket.
Yeah. Or, like...
Body the dollar bill.
I ran over someone on the street, but it taught me this.
Yeah.
Or, like... I robbed a convenience store, but I learned this. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it, like, crazy.
Crazy?
Make yourself sound like a felon or something.
Yeah, because if you don't have a record, then it doesn't matter.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of the Go Kid Go Network. Do your kids love wacky worlds, superheroes, and inventing? Of course they do. That's why our shows Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow are set in Pflugerville, the nonstop fun and adventure universe where imagination, creativity, STEM, and positive role models abound. Join the Pflugerville fun by searching for Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, so I really, it's weird because for the first half of the summer, me and Caroline were very, we would do everything together, and now she's gone.
Well, I think for the past, since I started my YouTube channel,
yeah,
we've been doing everything together. Like every day in college, we talk to each other literally every single day. And then even out here, we still talk 2 to 3 times a day.
Boring.
Mm-hmm. Boring? What?
Yeah.
That's not boring. Anyway, what was your question then?
No, I just want to hear more about, like, what you do all day. Like, what was your day yesterday? Like, what would you do? Can you remember that far?
Literally, I think my brain is, like, turning to mush. I think I have Alzheimer's. So, I,
did you just call it old?
No, I said Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Not Alzheimer's.
If they said something else.
So, what do? Okay, actually, this might surprise a lot of people. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of YouTube. I mean, I guess mostly I watch TikTok. But I like, honestly, human interaction and, like, hanging out with people more than I like social media and stuff. And I used to, before I came here, I
so
used
surprising.
To...
Shut up.
You're
to... like, this might surprise a lot of people.
Well, I'm a social media
connoisseur. Saying something pretty uncontroversial.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess so. Well, and you're pretty into yourself and not very social, so I guess that's surprising.
Shut up. No, I like hanging out with people more than I like using social media, and I used to feel the need, everything I did in Ohio, I guess because my life in Ohio was really boring, I always felt the need to film it or take pictures or, you know, keep a record in case I wanted to use it for content. But now, maybe it's because I'm getting lazy, I just don't do that, and I kind of just, like, enjoy the time that I have here because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. So, yeah, before, I don't know, I think my day-to-day, like yesterday, I woke up, I worked out, I went to our house meeting, I filmed 2 TikToks, threw my friend Donna a surprise party, and then we had a party. But it was just the people in the house that I live with, because we would be doing more stuff, like we would be going to Los Angeles and all this stuff more frequently, but Corona, like COVID's so bad in LA right now that it's like we can't really hang out with people, we can't do anything, because we just, there's so many of us, if we, one person got it, then we would get, everyone else in the house would get it. But I just think it's insane that, like, the Hype House and the Sway House are all, like, hanging out with each other. Like, don't even wear masks ever. And they're, like, fine with it. Like, they don't care.
No. Everyone's calling out, like, I hate to name names, but, like, Nikita Dragon. Because everyone's saying that she's, like, going to, like, she's going to the Hype House. She's going to the Sway House. She's traveling all over. And it's kind of just annoying because people are saying that, like, influencers don't think that, like, social distancing applies to them.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, kind of, like, wealthier people, too, think that way, too. Mm-hmm. Like, at the country club, I was picking up my little brother. It was literally, the whole parking lot was full, and, like, everyone was around socializing. It's kind of just, like, to a point, it's fine, because everyone needs, like, social interaction. So maybe if it's, like, with a couple other people, like, from time to time. But I just feel like a lot of people don't think that, like,
yeah,
it'll happen to them.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 of my friends got it.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of, like, it is, like, a real thing. They were pretty sick. Like, they didn't have to go to the hospital or anything.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
I'm just seeing how loud I'm talking. These are noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah. No, but they didn't have to go to the hospital or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, it's definitely, like, a real thing, and I could have got it from them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, ever since they got it, I've just been being more careful and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, we just don't, like, we just don't want to put everyone at risk because, and it's also not setting a good example if we're saying to social distance and then we're not doing it. Like, it's just so hypocritical because you notice all those influencers were literally doing that when it was like April, they were like, oh, social distance, like wear your mask. And now they're not doing it at all. And I'm like, okay, that's so hypocritical. Anyway.
I just got bored of it. Yeah. It's just annoying. It's like the United States is doing such a bad job at it.
Yeah.
And like, we're one of the reasons why like the world would be shut down for longer or like the people would be banned from travel for longer because the United States.
Yeah, bro. I want to go to Europe.
It's like the epicenter of it now. I know. We were going to go to Europe this summer. Didn't happen.
I know, which is okay. We have time, but we could have just gone to Maine. Like, that would have been so much more fun. Stay at
You're a main character.
I am a main character. Someone commented that on my TikTok, and I was like, yeah, I'm basically a main character.
Oh, Caroline, I need your help.
Okay. This is not the advice segment, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, can I have my advice first, and then we could do the official female segment?
Yeah, go for it.
So, do you know how, like, when you go to college and everyone asks for, like, a fun fact or, like, what's your favorite book? What's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
I need to get those answers down now so when I go there, I'm not nervous. So I can just give them on the fly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, right now, my favorite movie is Silence of the Lambs because it's, like, a really, really good movie. And it's, like, really well made. But I'm scared if I say that, people are going to think I'm, like, a psychopath.
I've never heard that movie before.
It's basically a movie about a guy who, like, kills people.
Oh. I thought you were going to say it was about, like, slaughterhouses and, like, killing, like, animals and stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's, like, really sad. But, like,
you've
that's really
woke
of you.
You've never heard about this movie?
It's a movie? I thought it was a book.
You. No, it's a movie.
No, just say your favorite movie is 50 Shades of Grey or, like, Call Me By Your Name. People would definitely be scared of you.
I feel like
you.
Those are promiscuous.
Yeah. Promiscuous girl. Okay, you know that song?
I was just saying.
Promiscuous girl. I always thought it was I Miss You Girl. That's what I thought they were saying, and I would sing it around my mom.
I don't even know what song you're talking about.
Okay, never mind.
And also, I want to say my favorite book is Catcher in the Rye, because it's like
I love bread.
A really good book. Who?
I love bread. Rye bread is okay, but it's like decent.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like a good book, but like the main character is like a narcissist. So if I say that, people are going to think I'm a narcissist.
Philip,
you know?
Every main character of anything is a narcissist. You can't be a main character and not be a
narcissist.
You're
kind of right. I'm just saying, like, a lot of these main characters, the side characters, would have had better storylines.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, with you, you're the main character of your YouTube channel, but I would have had like a better personality and like storyline if I was the main character.
Yeah.
So I'm just like a side character.
If you had your own podcast, what would you name it?
Probably Remarks. But I wish my name was Mark, so I could name it Remark.
That's good. I think if we get sponsored by the shoe brand Converse, we could always call it Converse, and we would just converse on our podcast.
Yes.
I love that for you.
And we could be like Christian... We could be, like, Christian missionaries in, like, conversion. We could convert people to Christianity.
Yeah, 100%.
Which would be really cool and, like, a really cool thing to do. So.
Oh. Anyway, so I think it's our
next. Your face says it all.
I think it's time for our next segment called, say it with me, female. Are you going to say it with me? It's time for our next segment.
Sorry, the lag delay.
Female. Okay.
I'm not going to say it with you.
Wait, Dawn made our last guest, Dawn Dish Soap. She's a TikTok superstar. She made a jingle for female. I think it was like female.
What is it?
Female answering your females. But I think she just stole that from like Barney. So I don't know if we're allowed to use that intro, but I think it's pretty good.
I just don't want to cease. I mean, a yeast and a cis letter. It's a joke on, like, the bread joke you made. A yeast and a cis letter.
I wasn't laughing. Why do you think that's funny?
That was funny.
That was not funny.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, just play the clip.
Anyway, this is from Olivia, and my roommates are so loud. Okay, this is from Olivia. She needs advice.
Hey, Caroline. So we really like your podcast.
We love it, but we have a little bit of a problem, a little bit of an issue, actually.
So, like...
We want brother back.
We really want brother back. What's... Who's that girl?
D- dish soap or something? Ew, I do not like her.
Dish soap is just...
Get rid of her.
Get rid of her, please. Anyways,
so... We were just wondering how to get into your house. Like your hype house, I mean. Oh. But also your house.
Like where are the keys?
So...
Just let us know.
Or like, yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Olivia. They That's seem so cool. Nice. Yeah, they wanted you back on the podcast. But they hate my friend, so I thank guess you. We'll never have her back again.
You know, thank you. What was that, Olivia? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Olivia, from West Virginia for that very touching message.
Yeah,
I've been telling Caroline this for a long time, that she better have me on her podcast or else. And I was really hurt, like I said before, about her having this rando person just come up and be in this podcast without me.
Yeah.
But anyways... would she ask how to break into our house or how to break into your house?
My house. Well, she said she wants to join the hype house. Like, how can she get into it? Well, ours is the knockoff hype house.
You're not in the hype house.
Knockoff hype house, excuse you. Yeah, no, you're not. We don't want you here, so it's fine. We actually have banned. We've locked up our street, crossed it off so people can't actually enter because there have been so many fans trying to get here, just trying to see me mostly, and then a couple of... My other friends have a few fans that show up here, but yeah.
Wait, seriously?
No. Well, actually, one kid, he got a DM from a girl that says, I know where you live. You live four houses down from me. I saw you guys walking out of your house. And I'm like, that's so funny. But like, no one would ever show up here, so it's fine. Like, I have showed the front of our house.
Yeah.
We've like filmed our street, showed the front of our house, but like no one knows where it is because it's like in a suburb where every house looks the same. So it's fine.
That would be so weird if you lived like four houses down from one of these places.
But she hasn't showed up. Well, actually, my room today, I went into the shower and you can lock the doors from the inside, but you can't lock them from the outside. So I left my room and I closed the door to take a shower. When I came back from taking a shower, my door was locked. And I was convinced that the AC man, because we had an AC heating cooling man coming here to check the air conditioning, I was convinced that he like was hiding in there for some reason.
Was he?
No, but the door just locked on its own, so maybe one of our fans broke in. What?
Yeah, that's so weird. I'm just waiting for someone to, like, pop out.
Of the screen?
Like, jump scare.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, breaking into houses.
Wait, so can they break into...
This is kind of a sensitive topic.
They want to know if they can break into my house. If you want, honestly, come here. If you, you can break in, I would let you.
Honestly, I feel like having fans show up to your house and causing a commotion
is a flex.
Is a perfect way to stay relevant and like really show everyone that you're a celebrity. So I think they definitely should do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
But besides that, breaking into houses is kind of a sore topic because if you didn't know, Caroline, you can tell them.
Our house did get broken into. I think like 4 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. I think it was our neighbors that actually did it, but I mean, the cops never found out because the investigators, they were probably paid off. But yeah.
By the government.
Yeah. Somehow our neighbors like broke into our house. I'm assuming that it's one of our neighbors, like not on our street, but like in our neighborhood, broke into our house. They stole. But the thing is, they broke in and we didn't notice for 3 days.
Yeah, they broke in and, like, stole a ton of, like, crap. And, like, we didn't realize for, like, 3 days until we got robbed or whatever.
Yeah, and it was only because Isabel noticed that her headphones were in Charles's room. And then she's like, huh? Like, why would my headphones be in our brother's room? That's so weird. And then I just thought someone, like, one of my siblings stole my money that was in my jewelry box. And I was like, you guys stole my money? Like, I swear to you, I had, like, $300 here. And then I was like, that's weird. Okay, I'll figure it out later because I had to go to work. And then we're like, wait, where's our Xbox? And then Charles is like, our Wii's gone too. And then we're all like, oh my God, all of our stuff is gone. Where did it go? And then my dad waited a few days to call the cops too. Yeah. My dad's like, honestly, we're not going to get it back. It's fine. We're just going to have to bite the bullet, whatever. So we had people come and fingerprint the place. But the thing was, we didn't notice for 3 days. So there was no evidence left.
I was like, I felt bad for that cop because she was like running like the duster over like to get our fingerprints. And there was like 30,000 fingerprints. Because like we're all touching everything all the time.
Yeah.
It was just like
the window that
weird experience.
The window they broke into, like, we didn't even notice that, like, someone had broke, because we have so many kids in our house that it's like stuff gets misplaced all the time, and like, you know, maybe someone does hop in and out of our window. I don't know. So we just didn't really realize it.
Right. Well, like, I figured it out because I was like, why is the screen, like, very, like, loose?
Yeah. And I'm like,
because, like, there's a screen and then, like, the window. I was like, why is this off?
Yeah.
Because they replaced it and everything. Like, they did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, good enough. But, yeah. It was so funny. And then, yeah, it was just weird because we didn't realize it. And I think our older brother came home from work during the day, like, during his lunch break. And because we were only gone for 2 hours, I remember that day. We went to the pool for 2 hours, so it was within that two-hour time frame that they had robbed us. And I think my oldest brother came home from work, like, within that two-hour time frame. And he says he thought we were home because he heard stuff upstairs, because he went into the door that goes directly into our basement. And we're like, no, we weren't home during that time. And he's like, oh, so they were robbing the house while I was in the basement. He's like, they could have been hiding.
I would have been so scared.
He didn't realize it,
if I was robbing a house and someone came in.
Oh, yeah.
No, if I was the robbers, I would be so scared.
Yeah. That's so funny. Well, good thing we have a guard dog now, so don't even try it. Don't even try to break into our house.
Our dog is like 10 pounds. I don't know how much damage she can do.
She does bark sometimes. Ferociously. Viciously.
Basically, the lesson of this story, Olivia O'Brien, if you want to go to Caroline's house, feel free. She wants all the attention she can get. And if you do go to her house and break in and steal all her stuff, she probably won't even notice. So,
well, we do have security guards and cameras surrounding our house. And at our house now, we have security cameras, so don't even try that. But, yeah, we have security guards here. Like, we had to hire them because it was just getting so chaotic with all the people.
Definitely.
No, at our house right now, there are, like, four mattresses that randomly ended up, like, on the side of our house, and we have no idea how they got there. Like, we all...
Wait, that's so cool. So I can visit now? Because you always keep saying I can't visit because there's no bed for me to sleep in.
Philip, if you want to visit, please
And
come
I can
out.
Bring three of my... Serious?
Yeah, come over. That'd be fun. Literally.
I know you're joking.
No, seriously, that'd be so fun. It'd be very helpful because we could get so much shit done. It'd be so fun. You could, like, stay here for, I mean, maybe, like, 4 days. Maybe not a whole week, but 4 days would be cool.
I look at tickets.
Yeah.
It's either visit you or, like, buy a new computer for college. So I think I'll buy a new computer.
Okay.
That's so, like, sad. Opportunity cost.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah, don't... four mattresses literally... We're like, who put these there? And then we contacted, like, our landlord and we're like, nope, I have no idea where they came from. So now we have, like, four mattresses on the side of our house. It's really nice.
I'm surprised you haven't taken an Instagram photo in front of them and, like, come up with a cheeky caption like, oh, bed and breakfast or something like that.
While,
like,
holding up a plate stupid. Of oatmeal or something.
Yeah. can you post that on the Don't Be Ugly Instagram account?
Yeah, I'll do it. And if you guys listen to this podcast, go over to that post right now and caption it. What should they caption it? Like,
comment?
Yeah, like, I hope that oatmeal tasted good.
Right.
Is that a good caption? Is that a good comment?
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So if you are hearing this right now, go do that.
Yeah. And follow
Caroline us. Caroline will have that posted.
Yeah, I'll have that posted.
And follow us. Shameless promo.
Yeah. So yeah, what else were we going to talk about? I don't even know. Philip and I kind of just, like, turned on the camera and we're like, okay, we're just going to talk. There we go. I feel like this is the most, like, flavorless episode we've ever had. Cause I feel weird.
I think it's so funny.
I just feel weird talking about, like, my real life on camera. Like, I'm totally okay with it, but I have the mindset that, like, yeah, I'm a public figure in a way, but, like, no one actually gives a crap about my life. People just want to know, like, people just want to see cool Instagram pictures. People just want to see funny YouTube videos, stuff that's entertaining, funny TikToks. I don't think people actually care about my life. But then when I listen to, like, Cody and Noelle's podcast, like Tiny Meat Gang or any of that stuff, I like hearing about people's personal lives. But I just don't know if mine's actually
interesting. Because you're
nosy. What?
You're nosy. That's why. You're nosy.
I'm like, the least nosy person. I couldn't care about a lot of stuff. I just don't care about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know you don't care about a lot of stuff.
Like what? Name a few.
Like education.
I'm not going to accept or decline that statement. What else?
Like a credit card?
Yeah.
Nothing much.
I care about my appearance. That's why I'm getting Botox soon. My face feels so much better today. No. Oh my gosh. Philip, I was joking around like, oh, I'm going to get like a smiley face tattooed on my finger. Then I'm like, literally, of course, like I would be the girl to come out to LA and get a tattoo. Like, oh, I'm so trendy and hip.
And it would, like, if you're going to get a tattoo, get a face tattoo and make it on your whole face. Go big or go home.
You think?
Like, I don't want to see none of these, like, oh, I got, like, a wave, like, on my arm.
That's awkward.
Or, like,
I
got an anchor on my thigh. Well, yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Or, oh,
I like her tattoo,
anchor
though.
On my thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, oh, I got, like, my childhood house tattooed on my ankle. No one cares. Get, like, a freaking, get your face tattooed on your face.
Yeah, I agree.
How subversive is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I hate when people walk into tattoo shops and go, they pick from a book of pre-made tattoos. I'm like, but, like, there are probably, like, 1,000 other people that have that. So what's the point if it has no meaning whatsoever, if it's not even that aesthetic? Like, if you, this is going to make a lot of people mad, but, like, the generic butterfly tattoo, it's like, okay, does it mean anything? Or did you just think it looked cute?
I bet they'd say, like, it means, like, rebirth or something stupid like that.
It's like,
that's
maybe
offensive. Philip, I'm sorry.
No, I should get one of those because I'm spreading my wings and flying out here to LA, and I came here all by myself.
I think Delta would be mad if they heard you say that.
Really? Dude, we
should... Or, like, Frontier or whatever airline you flew on.
It was, like, JetBlue or, like, the nicest one, first class. So I think... Wouldn't it be cool if we genetically modified, like, birds and, like, butterflies and stuff to be able to hold humans so we could actually ride on them, like, out across the country? You know how birds, like, migrate? Like, it'd be cool if they were big, so, like, as big as a dragon or something, so we could actually, like, we wouldn't even need airplanes anymore. We could just use, like, the animals.
You realize that dragons aren't real, right?
Well, okay, Philip, there are people that have dedicated their whole lives to becoming Bigfoot experts, to tracking down Bigfoot, and I'm just saying he's not real.
You want to talk about Bigfoot, let's talk about your size 11 shoes.
What's that one saying, that one Disney show?
This girl is a giant. Wow, but, yeah. You should be a model.
Yeah, well, we've been there, done that, we talked about that, so. I'm a model citizen,
yeah.
I decided to take the more, the better route.
Humble approach.
Yeah, the more humble approach. I could probably model in, like, our city of Cincinnati, like, catalogs and stuff, because I'm a model citizen.
Yeah. You could probably be on, like, one of those, like, divorced, need an attorney park benches or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't be the attorney, though. I'm not smart enough for that.
Or, like, did your face get, like, brutally, like, ugly, and then put, like, your face on a bench,
and people would be like, I wanted to see the after, not the before. Oh,
that's not what I meant.
Oh,
okay. Well, I think we're good, right?
I mean, did we hit our time limit?
Nice talking to you.
Just kidding. 49 minutes. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, this episode was probably just like us not even making any sense. I don't even care at this point. If you guys like it when we just, like, talk,
what are you talking about? That was funny.
No, you are funny. I just feel like I'm so tired of your BS.
Yeah,
Philip.
I'm tired of that attitude.
Wow, we have the same jokes. Like, anytime we both say something, we try to
steal,
say the
my personality
joke. I don't steal your personality.
Yes, you do.
You're type A, I'm type B, I'm more creative.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I feel like
I'm gonna type A.
Yeah, what did it come up with?
On a keyboard?
Yeah, what did it come up with?
Came up with, like, I don't know.
Oh, so...
Didn't really come up with anything, so
yeah.
Sorry.
See, you're uncreative, exactly. If you typed in B on the keyboard, or type A, type B. Yeah, if you typed in B on the keyboard, it'd probably come up with, like, really cool search results, like brilliant, bright mind stuff.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh, I hate insects. Who would drink Beetlejuice? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like ground up beetles.
Isn't that...
It's really gross.
Wait, I thought Beetlejuice was like the milk that they feed their children. Like the beetle feeds their child.
I don't want to talk about beetles juice, okay? I have to go do homework.
Wait, it's summer. What are you talking? Do you have summer homework before college?
No, I'm doing a self-study project.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to. I'm studying the human genome.
Oh, wait. That was another question some girl had. She said she wants to steal my DNA. Do you have any, like, I don't have the actual female recording, but someone says they want to steal my DNA. Do you have any tips on how they could do that?
I would steal the RNA because that's the better half of the DNA.
The right DNA, yeah. Mm-hmm. RNAs.
Or I... You know what? I would just, like... I would just use your own DNA. Because, like, why want to be someone else when you could be yourself? So...
I can name a lot of reasons. If you have a criminal record, if you've committed tax fraud, if you're ugly, if you have a bad personality... if you have no flavor to you whatsoever, I think those are definitely.
Why are your nails like all different colors?
Because I have literally.
If you can't see this, guys, if you're just listening, her nails are all wacko, and I'm just seeing it for the first time.
Literally, okay. My friend had a black nail polish, and I just painted my nails pink, and I was like, oh my god, this is so Avril Lavigne of me if I just like do pink and black. And then, if you guys watched my YouTube video, you may have seen that literally. I cut off my fingertip and it's still not grown back. So I think I just lost it. It's so weird. Anyway.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it does because a lot of people want to be me. Anyway, I think that's it for today's episode.
Signing off.
Hey, I'm Jillian Clare, the host of the podcast Thanks for Coming In. I've accumulated some pretty crazy audition stories over the past 20 years, and so have my friends.
And I was like, you know what? No, not gonna do this.
And then Disney calls and is like, we need you to come test for the Ant-Man movies.
I didn't know if my scene was gonna get cut or not.
Ooh, I could play that.
Tune in every Thursday to hear your favorite actors tell the funniest, saddest, and most cringeworthy audition stories. Sometimes even the one that got away. Thanks for Coming In is available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.